الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلم على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد, inshallah, we'll be covering the 27th. So we are continuing with the story when the angels came to Ibrahim alayhi salam, and so they gave the information that they would be raining stones, yani on the nation of Lut alayhi salam, and how Moses was sent to the Pharaoh and his people were drowned, and how the nation of Ad had a barren wind sent against them, and how Thamud was destroyed by an awful cry, and also the nation of Nuh alayhi salam. And then we're told how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expands the sky, you know, only today that we're beginning to understand the whole idea of redshifts and expanding universes, and how Allah spread the earth and He created things in pairs. And so then we're told to run to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to flee to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not to make partners with Him. People in previous nations also call the previous messengers magician or crazy. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam just has to remind them. And reminder helps the people who have belief. And then we're told about the reason that we exist. The reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us is so that men and jinn both can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He doesn't need anything from us. This is really for ourselves. It doesn't increase His majesty, but it helps us fulfill the purpose for why we exist. And the people who deny, they will be punished, and woe to them on that day. Next, we begin Surah Tur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by many mighty things, by the mountain of Tur, by Lawh al-Mahfuz, which is the preserved tablet, by Bayt al-Ma'mur, which is basically like the masjid of the angels where they do ibadah and they make tawaf in the heavens. By the heaven itself, by the blazing sea. So by after taking all of these oaths, he swears that the punishment will occur and heaven will shake and the mountains will be dispersed and people are playing around. But how will it be when they come to the hereafter and they're pushed and driven to the hellfire and it will be asked them, is this magic? And they will burn in it. So they'll know that this is real. And this is a recompense for what they did. However, the people of Taqwa, they'll be in paradise and they'll be resting and eating nicely and they'll be rejoined with their families and they'll be wedded to maidens and they'll be drinking wine. But in this world, like when people get drunk, they end up saying bad things. They won't engage in any foul speech and they will have servants and they're just going to remember how things were in the world, that they used to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how they used to make dua. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is neither a soothsayer nor is he crazy, and they call him a poet and they're waiting for his death. And the question is, are they doing this because this is what the intellect dictates, or are they doing this because they're rebellious? And they say that this Quran is something that's made up, and if that was true, that it was just made up, then why don't you bring something like the Quran? And they can't. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks, were they created from nothing, or are they themselves creator? And this is one of the strongest arguments against atheists, because we know that something cannot come from nothing. So if there was really nothing, then something could not have come from nothing. And if they are creators, then that means they also had to already exist. And so it becomes a circular argument in that sense. And that's an impossibility as well. So it's like an ultimate checkmate argument. Or did they create the heavens and the earth? I mean, where did these people get off? Do they have the treasures of the universe? Do they have some ladder that goes to the heaven? Or is it that, you know, they have the daughters for Allah and they take the sons for themselves? And is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking them some money and because of that they don't want to believe? Or is it that they know the unseen? Or are they planning to harm the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Is there any Lord or is there any God other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Of course not. And if the sky were to fall upon them, even then these people wouldn't believe, because they would say, oh, it's just a piece of a cloud. So to leave them until they come to that day and just be patient and don't worry, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and He'll protect him. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is instructed to glorify Allah. Then we start Surah An-Najm. Over here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by the star that the Prophet is not, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, misguided, and that whatever he speaks is revealed. And he's taught by Jibreel alayhi salam. And you know, it's real because he came so close to the Prophet ﷺ, like less than two bows length or even closer. And the Prophet ﷺ actually saw Jibreel ﷺ in his actual form with over 600 wings two times. And one of them was by the utmost limit in the seventh heaven by the low tree. And there's a discussion here in Tafsir whether or not the Prophet ﷺ saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not when he went on Mi'raj. And then the Quran goes on to talk about some of the false gods that these people took, Manat and Lat and Uzza, and the ludicrousness of them describing or ascribing to him girls, even though they don't like that for themselves. And they do this, which is completely unfounded. They have no basis to do this. They're just following their desires. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, how many angels there are in the heavens that their intercession doesn't benefit except with his permission. And but these people, they actually attributed female names to the angels, and they basically used to call them God's daughters. So this is just conjecture. It's something they just pull out of their head. And it doesn't stand any chance in the face of the truth. And then we're told that those who avoid the major sins, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful, and that he created us from the earth, and we should not attribute purity and piety to ourselves, because he's the one who knows who's truly righteous. Then he talks about those who turn, the one who would turn away, and they leave doing good works, such as like giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And don't they know enough from the previous scriptures that no one can bear the burden of another, like from the Torah, or from the Suhuf that came to Ibrahim alayhi salam, that no one can bear the burden of another. I'm sorry, actually, it says life and death. He created us in pairs, and then he goes on to that he's the one who destroyed nations before us. So what are people doubting? And then the final hour has come close, and you can't remove it when it comes. And it's just not something to be shocked about. Instead of laughing so much, you should be crying. And people should fall in prostration and worship Allah. Then we come to Surah Al-Qamr. Over here, we're told that the final hour has come close, and the moon was split by Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as a miracle, but they called it magic. And there isn't enough that previous... انشق القمر اقتربت الساعة وانشق الخير كل عية يريد كل سر وكتب وتبع أهواه كل أمر مستقر لقد جاء من الأنباء. Okay, isn't there enough of the newses of the previous nations to make them stop, you know, their denial, but they don't benefit from the warning. And so just turn away from them, and there's going to be a day they're going to come out of their graves like locusts, and that they're going to say, this is a really hard day. And look at the people of Nuh alayhi salam. They rejected him. They were downed. And Nuh alayhi salam was saved in the boat. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeatedly mentions in the surah that the Quran has been made easy to remember. So is there anyone to take advice from it? And then we're told about the people of Ad, how they rejected and a wind came against them, and the people of Thamud, that they rejected, saying that, are we going to follow a person who was just like one of us? And they called him a braggart and a liar. And then a camel was sent to them as a test, and they had to take turns taking water. But instead, they killed the she-camel. And, you know, we know that they were destroyed. And the people of Lut alayhi salam, you know, they falsified the messenger, and then they were rained upon by stones. And they had been warned, but even though they were warned, they tried to steal away the guests of Lut alayhi salam, meaning the angels, trying to do bad acts with them. And then we're told about the Pharaoh, Captain Lang. So he's the one who makes us laugh and cry. He the people do is record Ahmad. Over here we're told that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful, has revealed the Quran, and he's created man, and he's taught him speech. And then the sun and the moon are set in an exact calculation, and even the trees and the stars, they make sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he's made the sky and holds it up, and he's made justice, and that he's created justice all around us in the world. He asks us to be just, to mirror that. Then he talks about his various blessings. And you know, there's a repeated refrain in the surah that which of my favors will you both, yani human beings and jinn, which are the two main creations that have free will, which of my blessings will you deny? And examples of their blessings are like the fruits and the flowers in our own creation and the creation of the jinns, and the meeting of the sea from which come forth pearls and coral, and the sailing of the ships in the sea, and everything will come to an end except Allah will remain. And everything needs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge us. And no one can pass beyond the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People cannot escape from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And imagine when, you know, the world will be coming to an end and the sky will be split apart, and people will not be questioned, because their own body parts will be speaking against them, and the guilty ones will be recognized from the marks on them, and they'll be going around in hell with hot and boiling water. But the people who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they'll have gardens, and they're going to have springs and fruits, and they'll be reclining on silk, and they will have maidens, and there will be like gardens of gold and gardens of silver, and people are going to get different things depending according to their rank. So there's the people of a higher rank, the muqarrabin, وَمِن دُونِهِمَا جَنَّتَانِ. There's, you know, other gardens. So there's a difference about what how people will be rewarded based on how good their actions was were. So we should, when we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those for the highest level in Jannah. And then we start Suratul Waqia. Over here, when the final event of doom comes, there'll be no denying it. People will be raised and people will be abased on that day. The mountains will crumble. And basically, there's going to be three types of people. There'll be people of the right, people of the left, and the ones who are foremost in doing good deeds. And then the Quran talks about the delights for such people. For example, they'll have servants and goblets of wine and tasty meat and fruits and beautiful maidens that are like pearls. And they'll only hear peace. And it will be in they'll be in shade and resting on mattresses. And as for the people who are the foremost in good deeds, there will be, you know, a good number of them from the early generation, but few people from the later people who will come later. And as for the people of the right, you know, there'll be a lot of them from the earlier generation and a lot of them from the later ones. And the people of the left, these were the people who will be going to the hellfire. They'll be scorched. They used to live a life of luxury. They used to deny the resurrection. But now they're going to have to drink boiling water and eat vile food. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us many, you know, rhetorical questions. Like, you know, who creates us from a drop of semen into human beings? Is there anyone other than God? Did you create them? Like, no. So then what's the problem? And no one can stop him from taking our life and recreating us. And, you know, are we the ones who made the crops grow up? No, it's him. And are we the ones who send down the rain? No, it's him. Are we the one? And if he wanted, he could have made the water salty. Could have anyone made it, you know, can anyone do that? No, Allah can only do that. Are we the one who ignite fire from the trees? No, that's Allah. Then he swears by the position of the stars that this is a noble Quran and is in the preserved tablet and not to take it lightly. And don't you see that when the person is dying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is closer to them. And if people were not going to be recompensed, then why don't you go bring that person back to life? And if they're good people, then they'll have good end. And if they're misguided, then their entertainment will be boiling water and the hellfire. Then the last surah in this juz is Surah Hadid. We're told that everything glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he is the first and the last. He knows everything. And he created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. He knows everything that's going on in it. And he knows everything that we're doing. He controls the alternation of the night and the day. And we're told to believe and spend in his way. And he sent us the revelation to take us out of darkness into light. So why don't you spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when, you know, all of this, I mean, you're going to leave it behind. It's just going to Allah anyway. And the people who sacrificed before the conquest of Mecca have a higher position, but everyone is good. And in the hereafter, the believers will have a light to light the way for them. And the hypocrites are going to ask, can we have some of your light? And it'll, basically, the joke's going to be on them. The same way that they just try to make these tricks and make a joke of the believers. They'll say, oh, you know, go look for your light behind you. And when they turn around, then there'll be a barrier placed between the believers and the hypocrites. And they're going to say that, look, we were with you in the dunya. How come we're being separated? And it will be told to them that, well, you were in doubt and you were misled. And no ransom will be, you can't buy your way out of Jahannam on that day. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks, has not the time come, أَلَمْ يَعْنِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. I mean, Isn't it time for you to get your act straight? Isn't it time for you to just humble your heart and just submit? And then we're told about those who spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He will multiply for them and He will reward them. And those who believe are the true ones, and the martyrs will have reward, and the disbelievers will have punishment. Then we're told that this life is just plain vanity and beautification and competition. It's just competition. It's just like crops that come up, and then the farmer sees it and he gets really super happy and he's delighted, but then it turns yellow. And you know, everything in dunya fades. The world is meant to fade. And the life is, and the life of this world is a delusion. So we should race, instead of running behind the dunya, we should race to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And everything that happens according to destiny. So don't be, and once we know that everything's happening that's ordained for us, then we don't get sad about what we lose out, if we lose something, nor we become deluded or exultant about if we get something. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed messengers with clear proofs, and He also sent down steel, both of which are beneficial. And from the progeny of Nuh and Ibrahim alayhi salam came messengers, but there were other people who were not good, and they were sinners, and they were astray. And the messengers followed one after another until Isa alayhi salam came, and he was given the Bible. And the people who followed him are very soft, and they're full of mercy. But the problem is that they created this thing called monasticism. They became monks. That was a bid'ah that they made. And the people, and then finally the just ends by telling us that the people of the book who believe in their prophet, and then when Rasulullah ﷺ came, they believe in the prophet Muhammad ﷺ, then such people will have double reward. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ